Hi, this is a dictation for patient Lanell McLean. L, L like Larry, A, N like Nancy, E, L, L, E. L, A, N, E, L, L, E, Lanell McLean, M, C, C, L, A, I, N. Date of birth 27, 1956. Date of accident 2/23/2025. Date of services 3/17/2025. The patient Lanell McLean is here for a new patient visit today on 3/17/2025. The patient reports that she's having severe issues, which includes severe headaches, difficulty in sleeping. And panic, nightmares, headaches. Neck and shoulder is very painful. Both arms are tingling in both hand and feet. Right leg hurts. Both knees experience some pain and hurt. Shooting pain to right leg and both arms involving all the fingers. Pain in both the shoulders. The patient attributes all of these symptoms to the presence of the involvement of an accident that happened on 2/23/2025. The details are as follows. The patient was traveling as a resident driver of a SUV Kia at an unknown speed. She had her sister, Lanetta McLean, as a front seat passenger, and there was two other people, Felicia in the rear passenger on the right and Landon Gilbert on the left side, rear passengers. They were traveling on I-75 southbound near Mack in Detroit. The patient is not sure how they got hit and rear-ended. However, it appears that there was a four-car accident, and there were two cars that rear-ended. There was a third car that got rear-ended, and their car rear-ended another car in front. In a way, there were total 4 to 5 cars, and two people died in the accident. There was unknown speed, unknown cars which hit them. They do not know the details. The patient says they were wearing seatbelt. Airbag did not deploy. There was loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. And the patient was taken to the hospital by ambulance. The damage is as follows. The car is completely totaled from the front and back. Windshields are broken. Doors are broken. Internally, the seatbelt, dashboard, steering wheel, they're all okay. Airbags did not deploy. But from outside, the car was damaged and was total. Injury. Patient report that she hit her head to the steering wheel and had a knot in the KNOT to the forehead. She banged the head and forehead to the steering wheel and it caused severe headaches. She had a neck whiplash and she hit her chest to the steering wheel and both sides of the neck started hurting and both shoulders as well. She hit her both the knees to the dashboard, left hip, right leg to the left side of the door. There was no fracture, dislocation, laceration, bleeding at the time of accident. Patient was taken to the emergency room at DMC hospital by ambulance, and she was there for all night. X-rays were done, CT scans were done, telemetry was done to identify any chest trauma or heart trauma. She was discharged the next day. History presenting illness, patient is reporting headaches which are extremely moderate to severe. They are 5 to 7 in a scale of 1 to 10, and they are occurring 5 times per day. They last 5 to 10 minutes. They are present on the front, right, and left temple, and they are infrequent. Triggers, patient is sensitive to the light and noise, and associated factor of nausea is reported. No vomiting, no seizures or aura. Symptoms of TBI that are reported are as follows: dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, blurred vision, and pain in the jaw, both sides. However, the patient denies any loss of consciousness, any seizures, patient denies any incontinence, denies any vomiting or spots in the vision or loss of vision field. There's no taste problem or smell problem, and TMJ is reported to be painful. She also reports, in addition, weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, affecting the both arms and the right leg, front and back. She also has difficulty walking due to the pain in the legs and the knees, and fatigue. She has anxiety, panic disorders, nightmares, sleep disturbance, denies any sudden anesthesia, no incontinence of bowel or urine are reported. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is now complaining of severe pain in the neck, 8, lower back pain is 8, pain in both the shoulders is 8, with limited ability to do abduction and forward flexion beyond 100 degrees, and shooting pain to both arms involving all the fingers, whereas numbness and tingling, which is off and on. She has weakness of the right leg and both arms. There is a shooting pain from lower back to the right leg all the way to the ankle and foot, but those are not involved, but it appears as constant pain. She can walk up to 100 feet, sit for less than 30 feet, stand less than 15 feet, sleeping is 3 hours maximum. These pains are constant. Described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, gnawing, sickening, punishing, hot burning, aching, heavy, tender, splitting, tiring, and fearful. The patient reports these things to be 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And ADLs are affected 10. Modified effect for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving, and is improved by nothing. Regarding the past treatment, patient has had no treatment except for medication from the hospital. Kindly review the records for the system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, and personal history, as well as ADLs, physical examination. This is a 69-year-old African-American female. Height is 5'6", weight 170. Blood pressure 161 over 101, pulse 81, pulse ox is 100, temperature is 98.1. The patient is fairly alert, oriented. She is very cooperative, conscious. She's sitting in pain and in the pain phases and acute distress with shortness of, with the, although she has a, she's well built, well nourished, hydration is good, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with the limping, with pain, and has not been using any adaptive devices yet. And, the rest of the exam will be from the template. The neurological examination, the patient is fairly alert, oriented. All the cranial nerves are found intact. The rest of the examination for the neurological is completely normal. Musculature examination is also completely normal, except there is a spasm of the trapezius muscles bilaterally in the upper fibers, and quadratus lumborum muscles bilaterally, and paravertebral muscles from L1 to L5 are in spasm with few trigger points, 1 plus hypertonicity. in the musculoskeletal examination inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is noticed from C456, L45, S1 and bilateral SI joint. And paravertebral muscle spasm L1 to L5 with 1 to 2 plus hypertonicity. Two trigger points are noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 35, extension is 30, and bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation 30. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion 20, bilateral rotation 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. Cervical spine, the Hockman sign was negative. Purling sign positive. Thermit test positive. Distraction test positive. Soto Hall test was negative. Thoracic spine slump test is negative. Roots test negative. Lumbar spine. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. Bilateral cross leg press test is positive. CAM test is positive. Bowden's Kermit test is negative. Levinsky sign negative. SI joint. Bilateral SI joint. On tender with positive standing flexion. Ely compression distraction positive. Gonsalon test positive. Faber test positive. Extremities examination. Both shoulders, both hand and wrist, both knees. And the right foot are examined separately, both elbows also. Other than that, the left lower extremity is found to be completely normal, except for the knee area. The examination of the right shoulder, patient describes that the pain is around 8 in the shoulder. She can move up to 90 degrees to 100 degrees of forward flexion and abduction maximum on active motion. Although the shoulder on the right side appears normal and muscle strength is 4x5, the special tests are conducted. And drop arm test was negative. Anterior posterior apprehension is positive. Speed test, near test is positive. And MTBR 10 test positive. Hawking Kennedy test was found positive. Left shoulder examination reveals patient has a ongoing pain around 8 with maximum range of motion of 90 degrees. And there is a weak motor weakness of 4x5. Positive Hawking Kennedy test, positive MTB test, positive speed test, near test, and anterior posterior apprehension test on the left side are noticed. Elbow examination. There is some tenderness of bilateral olecranon process, but no fractures are noticed. Hand and wrist, the grips are poor. Reflexes are normal. Motor power 4x5. Sensations and intake. Peripheral pulses are normal. Carpal tunnel testing. Retinal sign, saline sign, positive. Bilaterally. Other than that, there is no atrophy of thenar prominence. There is no deviation, swelling, fracture in the hands. Examination of both the knees reveals as follows. On inspection, both the knees appear to be normal, normally appearing with no scar, erythematosus, no tenderness, swelling. On palpation, is noticed no crepitus grinding noise. Range of motions are normal to 135 degrees. Pain level is around 10, both sides. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign, Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension positive bilaterally. Diagnosis. V89 in general, V8 9.2 XXT, R26.89, G8 9.21, R53.1, S09.90XA, M62.830, TNS R51, R42, F41, F32.9, F32, F43.20. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, shoulder M25.51, M25.512, M75.10, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Elbow M25.521, M25.532. Wrist M25.531, M25.532. Hand M79.641, M79.642, G56.01, G56.02. Lower extremities pain in the right leg M79.604, M79.605. Knees M25.561, M25.562, M23.205. M23.202. Ankle right M25.571, M25.72. Foot M79.671, M79.572. Cervical spine M54.250.20. 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA, thoracic spine M54.09, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA, sacroiliac spine M54.17, S33.5XXA. Thank you. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan follows as follows. The patient is prescribed physical therapy to continue neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both hips, and both knees, with severe muscle spasm for quadratus lumborum, trapezius muscle spasm, paravertebral muscles to be addressed 3 times per week with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, 10 units. Disability, patient is provided disability for work, housework, and transportation. Medications. Following medications are provided to the patient. Non-narcotic medications are meloxicam, 7.5 mg 2 times per day for anti-inflammatory effect. Prilosec, 20 mg twice a day for healing. Gabapentin, 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day. For muscle relaxation, Dendrosin lotion, 120 milligram for topical pain. Elevil, 50 milligram at night for topical pain relief for sleep and GAD disorders. For pain relief, control pain medication was provided with Tylenol codeine. Number 4, 2 bottles to relieve the pain. You can take 1 tablet 2 times a day. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club. Yes, review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Medical records are being ordered released from the receiving hospital. Interventional pain procedures. None are being ordered at this time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. The past medical records are ordered. Investigation, none are being ordered at this time. DMEs. Patient is provided a back brace and a cane, neck brace, 10 cm. Education is yes. And follow visit in 10 days, direct contact yes. Thank you. We'll be seen in a month time. She's allowed to come sooner. She can come in 2 weeks time. Thank you.